by Jeff Nesbitt in the summer of 2024, then presidential candidate Donald Trump stood before a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and made a signature promise. He'd get your energy prices down by 50%. In North Carolina, a few days earlier, he said he'd lower prices of energy and electricity. Why by half within 12 months? Trump characterized the then current gas prices as a personal failure of the Biden-Harris administration. He called it a tax on the American dream. Today, in the second year of his second term, Trump's tax on the American dream is costing Americans an average of $4.50 per gallon. And the man who once checked the price at the pump like a scoreboard has suddenly decided that the score doesn't matter. From the contrarian, Trump's $4.50 gas price tar pit. The irony is impossible to ignore. In 2024, Trump's path to the White House was paved with outrage over inflation. He successfully convinced voters that gas prices were a choice made by weak leadership in the incumbent White House. When asked recently about the skyrocketing costs, President Trump's response was chillingly detached. It's a very small price to pay for getting rid of a nuclear weapon from people that are really mentally deranged. It's a convenient pivot for a man who once claimed that he alone could keep the world at peace and our tanks full of cheap gas. Yet, as the national average today of a gallon of gas climbs toward the $5 mark and the war with Iran in its third month, Trump has pivoted from energy dominance to a dismissive small price to pay. But for the American family, the small price isn't abstract. It's a crushing daily reality. Data from Blue Rose Research, a polling firm aligned with Democrats, suggests that the American public isn't buying the White House's newfound tolerance for high costs. According to recent polling, the messages that resonate most with voters aren't about foreign policy grandstanding. They're about the kitchen table. When Senator Elizabeth Warren DMA notes that Americans are selling their plasma to pay for groceries and gas, she isn't using hyperbole. She's describing palpable voter anxiety. Trump's Iran war is hitting wallets twice. Once at the pump and again at the grocery store thanks to scarcity of parts of the American supply chain that cannot make it through the Strait of Hormuz. The political fallout is already visible. For the first time in 16 years, voters trust Democrats more than Republicans to handle the economy. A 52% to 48% split that has GOP strategists in a state of midterm gloom. A White House official recently admitted, "The vibe right now is they're already cooked." While the president remains fixated on naval blockades in the Strait of Hormuz, the nation's governors are being forced to act as the adults in the room. From Kentucky to Indiana, a bipartisan wave of potential gas tax holidays is taking hold. Kentucky Gov. Andy Beshear defroze state gas taxes, as have Georgia's Brian Kemp and Indiana's Mike Braun, both Republicans. These governors recognize what the White House refuses to admit. The price of gas isn't partisan, but the failure to address it is. Texas Democratic gubernatorial candidate Gina Hinojosa recently called for a gas tax suspension, tapping into a desperation that transcends the red-blue divide. The Trump administration's current defense is a weak, pathetic, backward-looking refrain. Things are still better than they were under Joe Biden. It's a losing message for a president who won on the promise of day one fixes. Voters in 2026 aren't interested in a history lesson. They're interested in how they'll be able to afford the commute to work tomorrow. During the 2024 presidential campaign, Trump spoke about gas prices every chance he could. He weaponized every cent of increase as proof of incompetence. Now, faced with his own $1.50 a gallon Trump surcharge resulting from a war of choice, he expects the American people to treat their empty wallets as a badge of patriotic sacrifice. As the midterms approach, Trump may find that the small price he's asking Americans to pay is one they'll eventually collect from him at the ballot box. You can't tell a family struggling to keep the lights on that they're winning a war they never asked for, especially when the man leading it promised them they'd never have to choose between their rent, groceries, and their gas tank. In 2024, Trump asked, "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" In 2026, at $4.50 a gallon, the answer is increasingly a resounding no. Jeff Nesbitt was the public affairs chief for five cabinet departments or agencies under four presidents. He recently published Autocrat, a savage political satire about a U.S. president who has silenced the media, imprisoned his political enemies, and made himself dictator for life in a future America.